You're now tuned in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Don't go away. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Chilling with Canada with your host, Canada. Look, you guys, I got a special guest with me today. He's a good friend of mine. He lives in Oregon, and his name's Corey. Corey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, dude?
What's going on, man?
So,
tell me a little bit about yourself, Corey.
Oh, geez. Start where? I've lived in many, many states, been all over the country, have many friends. Canada's one of them, one of my best friends. Been all over the place, been going through some hell lately.
So today's topic, man, is actually addiction and how to deal with addiction and getting help. And I know you recently have been going through some things, and for 2 weeks you've been clean, man, and you got help. And I know that help was very hard, but how difficult was it for you to go and actually get the help that you needed to get?
Well, it started out, I was just, I have what you'd call a binge drinking issue. I can go long periods of time without drinking, but if I touch a drink, I drink all the drinks, and then I wake up the next morning and drink all the drinks, and it continues on for days and days on end, sometimes months, and even been used at times in my life. And just recently, I was drinking, and I was kind of being a jerk. And my fiance told me she didn't want me at the house, so I guess I decided I was going to drink myself to death, and was probably about 80% successful until a good friend of mine picked me up and tried to detox me, and that wasn't working, and so she took me to the hospital and took me to the ER, which, if you know me, is quite a big deal. I don't do hospitals. I don't do ERs. They tricked me. She told me we were out of alcohol, which we were not, and told me that. And I said, "Well, we need more." And she said, "Well, if we get more, you've got to ride with me." And I would, you know, I'd been on a 1 month binge and leave the house. I hadn't eaten anything. I couldn't even bring myself to smoke a cigarette. And you know, anybody who smokes cigarettes, you understand that that's insane. So for about 2 weeks, I didn't even smoke a cigarette. And so she told me, nope, if I wanted a bottle, I had to ride with her. And I was like, fine, I'll ride with you. And her and our other friend got in the front seat, and I laid down in the back seat. And as we were cruising, I remember thinking, like, man, we had to have passed 2 liquor stores by now. And I sat up to see where we were at, and she was pulling into the hospital. She tricked me. We got up to the ER, and I'll tell you, all I want to do is get out of that car and just run, go get me some liquor. Right. And she sat and talked to me, and I said, okay. And I went in the ER. I felt like I was basically, I got to the point I felt like I was having seizures, basically, but I was still awake. My body was just out of control. It was shaking. I couldn't move. Doctors were tying me to beds and giving me CAT scans because I couldn't sit still because I was shaking so bad. So the CAT scan wasn't working. I was hooked up to every wire in the damn hospital that they had to hook up to somebody. IVs. I think I had 3 different IVs. I was in the hospital for a week, which I feel like that's a little extensive. That's a nice hospital stay.
Right. Were you scared, or were you kind of just like how?
Once it got to the hospital time, I was very scared. Like I with the things the doctors had to say, like I began to realize how near death I was, and that part is quite scary. Yeah.
Right. Right, because I mean, you almost died, man.
Yeah, and you know they're bringing me on with meds and stuff, and it was, I'll tell you, it was so hard because my body was so out of control. I would pick up the water to try to drink it, and my hand would shake so bad it was almost impossible for me to drink the water. And then I go to set it down, and my hand is just moving all over this table, splashing water everywhere, just shaking so bad. And I couldn't put the cup down though, because if I let it go, it was gonna fly across the hospital room with how
Right.
fast and crazy my hand was moving. And I would just be telling myself in my head, like, calm your muscles, relax and set this cup down, you know? And like, I was so much dying that my body couldn't listen to me. It had to do its own
Right. Man.
things. I'm
Addictions.
not, go ahead, go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead, finish.
I'm not at home with my fiance, my wife, you know, my daughter. I mean, she's spent quite a bit of time with me where I'm staying. Thank God that, you know, the woman I've chose to love for my entire life is an amazing, incredible
That's a
person. And
blessing, huh, man?
it is, and I'm a fool, you know, and I've crossed boundaries, and these are the results.
Right. Look,
But, you
man,
know,
so.
I'm not entirely concerned with that. I will get my wife back. I'm
Right.
not that worried about it,
Fair
but
enough.
I have some growing to do, and I need to get right in my mind and right in my body.
Right, man,
And
and
it's
that's. I've seen you pretty wasted, but I honestly don't think I've seen you as bad as I was told. But man, I definitely am proud that you're taking time for you to get right. And you know, having that lady you live with, man, she helped you. And you should definitely keep those people
saved
close
my
to you,
life.
man. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, to be fair, I'm pretty good at picking friends in the first place,
Yeah,
okay?
you're right. You're
That's
right.
enough of
Fair enough.
that.
Fair enough. But addiction's
I've got
hard.
an example right here of friends that I'm pretty good at picking my friends.
That's cool, man. You have to. Gotta look for those red flags. But I had an addiction too, man, and I was bad on Xanax for the longest time, dude. I'll
Oof.
tell you what, them things, you'll wake up 3 days later not remembering the past week. You know what I'm
Man, tell me
saying?
about it. I had somebody give me I that whenever I came down to visit after I moved here. Remember, I had to come that one time
Right.
for all that stuff that is an entirely different conversation. It was actually your ex-girlfriend. Y'all might have been together at the time,
Yeah.
and she split a Xanax bar with me, dude. And I just remember waking up the day.
That's
Okay.
it.
Yeah, what did we do yesterday? Where did the
I'm telling you, man. And getting help and trying to receive help, especially in the condition that you were in. I know you didn't want to. You just wanted to keep drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking.
Yeah, my goal is to disappear.
Right.
There's text messages to prove it.
Man, I was ready to come there, man. I couldn't get there, but I was gonna find a way. Me and somebody else were gonna find a way to get to you, bro.
I mean, I've had
Because
like a 2.5 week amnesia from that, man. Like, I just, like, you know, my friend said that I was here for 6 days while she was touching me. I thought I was here for a day and a half. 6 days, it's crazy. Because I only remember like the significant parts out of like that month, you know,
right.
the 2.5 weeks. Like, I remember when something significant happened, but I can't remember like all the blur in between, just nothing.
Right.
I keep being told I was doing things, you know, and acting a certain way, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy because I don't remember any of that.
None of it, man.
Nothing
None of it.
for like 2.5 weeks.
And that's crazy. That's crazy. The way addiction will affect the body, you know, the human brain, it's wired, okay, to reward us for when we do something good. And that works with drugs as well. They trigger the same part of the brain and release that dopamine. And when you take drugs and you drink alcohol, you know, your brain and your body's triggering that same part of the brain to keep doing it and get used to it, and then you're addicted, you know. And I don't like asking for help, that's for sure. I do not like asking for help. And when I went away because of my Xanax problem, I could tell you I was extremely lost and confused for the first few days that I was in the program that I was in, and not being able to smoke a cigarette or pop that pill or drink that alcohol beverage. You know, they're taking what your body's used to and they're taking that all away from you. And then they give you more pills so you don't I guess kind of like a patch for nicotine. You know, they give you some pills so you don't need the
Sounds
alcohol
kind of
necessarily.
like
You all right over there, bud?
they definitely got me on some meds. They got
Man.
me on a nerve something or another, and then they gave me these for anxiety, like anxiety pills, and I could take them once by mouth 3 times daily as needed for anxiety. But dude, they were giving me these dreams, dude, that like they were so intense. I felt like I wasn't where I am. I would have to wake up and like look at the room. Like they were so like vivid, and it was insane. I didn't take one night, and I slept like a boss. I haven't even been touching them. But my anxiety's been great. I've been doing other things to help anxiety.
Yeah, man.
Also keeping myself busy, started working out. I mean, like, you really, it has to be a choice, man. And like, I'm after this last run, I'm just at the point that I'm good. I don't
Right.
need alcohol. I've got a daughter and I've got a wife that I want back, and I've got a great life, and alcohol just isn't worth it. I
That's
even
right,
look back and
man.
think, I look back and think, and I'm like, when was I even having fun? At what point was getting drunk even fun? Like, there's really not an enjoyable part about it. I don't know why it's so addicting.
Man, and is it I can is it hard for you not to drink? I know you're
Typically, yes, but where I'm at mentally at this juncture, that I've made such a hard decision to not, and I'm probably never gonna drink again. And I'm just, it sucks because I enjoy like the party aspect and the relaxation and the enjoyment of sharing drinks with other people, but I'm just one of those people that like I can't do it.
Right.
Like I said, I have one drink and I want to drink all the drinks and then more drinks and then drink the next morning and then drink for a month and then drink for 6 months and now it's been 2 years and you've been drunk every fucking day. Where
Yep. Yep.
it's tough to it's a tough pill to swallow to know that I have the ability to function like everybody else.
Right.
But I've made the decision to swallow that pill and just suck it up and deal with it.
Man, and that's like, I like using this word on this show, and it's perseverance, man, and it's continuing to do something, but setting goals and going to do those goals, even when, because you're always going to have crap come in your way and try to bring you down, but you have to jump over those obstacles to get what you want. Like you said, you want your wife back, you want your kid back, and
Absolutely, but I'm also in a place where, I mean, the kid thing, like I said, I've had her probably
right.
most of the days out of the last week and a half that I've been out of the hospital. I've been there almost every day except for one night and then last night, which is cool because, like I said, the person I've just loved for my entire life is an amazing person. She's not going to keep my kid from me. She brings me the kid more than she has a kid because she needs a break because she's such an awesome mom, She's
Right.
constantly just doing things. So I'm like, this, bring her over and take days. I don't care. I love spending time with my daughter. She's the cutest thing on this freaking planet.
Heck yeah, she is. She's adorable, man.
And so, I don't mind having her, and she doesn't mind me having her. So that part is at least good. But I'd like to be back in my home with my lady friend, and things be all right. But at the same time, I wouldn't go back right now if she invited me.
Right.
Because I've got to grow, and she, it's not a one-sided thing. Yeah, I drink. We have other issues in our relationship, and part of it is her stuff too. And I want us both to just take some time and figure ourselves out. And once we both realize how to be happy alone, then we meet back up and be happy together. I
Right,
mean, you
man.
can't. The both of us love each other, and we want to be in our relationship, but neither one of us are happy with ourselves. So we're not happy together.
Right, and that's like last week on my episode, man. I said, when you look in the mirror and you don't like yourself, and you trying to go please other people, no matter girlfriend, wife, friend, if you don't like who you are, you're not going to be able to please other people. If you don't like who you are, what makes you think somebody else is going to like you?
Exactly. And I'll tell you, with sobriety, man, within like last 4 days, I've been looking in the mirror and I'm starting to really like that guy.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel attractive again, and smart and funny, and I'm remembering things, and like my brain fog is clearing up, and it's incredible.
Right.
Really is a great feeling.
Makes your hope makes you
And
feel better about yourself.
anybody out there that's struggling, I can tell you, if I can do this, you got this. There's no question about that.
Man. But
Can ask Canada. I
hey, we
definitely
had some
have
fun
been.
back in the day, man.
We did. But I've been drinking a lot for a long time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A lot for a long time.
You introduced
I
me
drink a
to
lot back then.
lovely Taka.
Cheap
Oh
vodka gets the job done every time.
man.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like I've got money in my pocket.
Right.
The liquor store, the walking distance, $13, and I can fucking make myself happy for 2 days.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm not. It ain't worth it. There's a bottle of liquor sitting on the table here at my friend's house. It's not real liquor. It's a bottle of liqueur, so it's very small alcohol. But if I drink that whole bottle, I'll get buzzed.
Yeah.
It's not about the availability for me anymore. Like I've made a choice. Like I'm not. It doesn't even tempt me.
I'll tell you
It's
what,
not
man,
even.
most people can't do that. You can't sit in a house with a bottle of liquor on the table or beer and not drink it, you know, and I don't think I could do that for sure. That would have to be hidden.
There ain't nothing I've ever wanted in my life I didn't get. And that's the bottom line. And if this is what I want, it's what I'm gonna do.
Right.
My lady told me, because we've been having really good conversations, and we're on good terms and everything. I just was being an idiot. And we were having a conversation. She told me, she's like, I don't want to wear your face on a t-shirt.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
want your daughter. I don't want your daughter to have to wear your face on a t-shirt. And
I can't.
that really kind of stung,
Hell yeah, man. I don't know if something worse to happen to you. And I know my last message to you was kind of like, I'm always going to be here, but I'm not going to message you anymore, you know? And you was also in a state of mind where you didn't want to talk to nobody. You know, you just wanted
Oh, yeah, I couldn't
you and
smoke
your liquor.
cigarettes. I tried to get on my phone. Yes, but bad, man. I was dying. I was killing myself, man.
And that's scary, man.
And yeah, it's very, very scary.
That's.
And so, I've decided that it really boils down to the fact that the genes on both sides of my family are a little disturbed, and I've just got bad blood, and I can't put that chemical with it.
Right.
It turns to poison, and that's the bottom line.
Man, you've been through some shit in your life, huh?
Couple few things, man.
And
A couple
you're
few
still
things.
moving and you're still kicking.
Ain't no quitting my blood.
That's it, man.
I guess quit alcohol, but that's
Well, that's good
it.
quit. That's a good type of quit.
My
But
mama didn't raise no quitter, but I just gotta quit drinking.
there you go, man. There you go. It'll take a toll on you, man, and make you do some.
But maybe it was the scare of almost dying, or like the fact that I'm not in my house, or the fact that my friend had, that was part of the contemplation. Whenever I was simply sitting there wanting to get out of the car and run, my friend was just holding my hand and talking to me and knowing me, and I finally decided, like, okay, I'll do this, like I need to do
Right.
this. And one of the big factors in my mind was, if your friend feels like they need to take you to the emergency room, you should probably listen to them.
Right.
If someone that cares about you takes you there, she ain't have to do that. I had
Hell
other friends
no.
that I was hanging out with before, they didn't do that.
Nope.
I had friends that were even telling her, don't take him to the hospital because he'll freak out because he hates hospitals. They were literally enabling me from across the phone, talking to her, telling her, no, you can't do that. You can't take him to the hospital. So what? So if I had been with that friend,
You would
I'd
have
probably
died.
be dead. I'd
Yes.
probably be dead.
And that was my biggest. I don't know your friends you have down there, and I'm not saying that they're bad friends, but the things that I was told that you got thrown out of a house and he doesn't know where you went. I was pissed. I was very, very angry, and I
So
hit
he
up.
didn't particularly throw me out. He just told me that I had to leave because his daughters were showing up, and there's sweet little girls, and they need to be exposed to some guy who's been
Right.
on a week and a half drinking binge already. Because that was early on in the binge. But they don't need to be exposed to that. I was, you know, he thought I was so mad at him and he was so worried. And I was like, no, I'm in love all the way, bro. Like, I can match you for that. I do the same damn shit. Some motherfucker working around my house. And my daughter's there, you know, like, no, you gotta go, man. That's not gonna work out for me. Worst part is if I feel that way, I was the drunk guy walking around the house with my daughter there. So how can I feel that way if there was another drunk man in my house walking around, stumbling, acting a fool? I don't want him there because of my daughter, but I'm going to do that? No. That don't work. That's not how life works. That's not how things happen, you
Right,
know?
man.
So
Right.
I can't be the guy that I don't want around. But that's something that people should think about. Are you somebody that you would want around, you know?
Right. And I guess at that time you weren't, you know.
No, not at all. Who would want to be around that guy?
Right.
But being a Gemini, I decided that guy died on the way in the hospital. He's out of here. You know, shut it down. No more evil Corey.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I don't think you ever got that bad down here, man. You
You
know.
say that as I can sit here and tell you a story about a friend of ours that was mad at me because he couldn't go to work because I gave him two black eyes.
Who is that?
The big guy went to the Mexican restaurant.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Okay, right. All right, but those were good times though, man. Those were.
They were good times, but you don't remember the night that they all three had to jump me because I was beating them all up. It was him and Christian and one other person.
Maybe I do. That was in your backyard, huh? Yeah.
I blacked both of his eyes. I beat up Christian and I beat up the other dude. And then next thing I remember is I was in the floor in the kitchen up against the dryer. And they were all three kicking me while I was in a ball with my face up against the dryer so I can be kicked in the
Yeah,
face.
no, I don't. I definitely don't remember that.
Was a good one. It was a good one.
But look, you guys, addiction is a big thing, you know. And those who haven't really suffered from addiction, I know personally people that
Be
always are
thankful
just
that you don't
like,
understand. Be thankful that you
right.
don't
Thank
understand.
you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. And
Yeah.
it's kind of hard to talk to those people who haven't really been through the problem that you're going through, whether it be drugs, alcohol, stuff like that. So talking to those people, they're going to tell you things that may not really be the best and may make you mad. But I had to go see a therapist. And matter of fact, I still do see a therapist. And
Setting my appointments then.
see, and a lot of people are embarrassed. You know, I used to be embarrassed about going to see a therapist,
No.
but
If you're embarrassed about seeing a therapist, you haven't seen a therapist yet.
right.
And that's the bottom
Right.
line.
Because they help you. And I was
So
never
much.
about it. I was like, why am I going to go talk to some dude who's getting
Some
paid,
stranger.
you
Yeah.
know, about my problems? You know, why does, but.
But then after you go and see him, you realize all the things that bugged you about it are all the best parts about it. You
Right.
know, why would I want to go talk to some stranger about my problems? Why would it feel really good to talk to a stranger about my problem? You
Right.
know, and it's nice to even just go to a therapist so every once in a while you can hear somebody tell you that's a professional and they're trained and they can say to you, hey, you are not crazy.
Right.
You know, they can let you know, and you get to hear it from a professional. Your friends can tell you're not crazy all they want, but I'm like, what do you know? You
My
know what I'm
point.
saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, it is nice to talk to a professional, and they are getting paid. They have a job to do, and they're going to do it. They're going to make your brain better, and it works. You know,
Oh,
people don't
yeah.
realize addiction is a disease. It's so many people think that it's not a disease, and I try to explain to them. The disease exists in your brain, but what you choose, there is a choice that happens as well. What you choose to be addicted to, whether you pick up crack, or you pick up driving, or you're addicted to sex, or you're addicted to money, or you're addicted to your job. My mother believes that everybody is born addicted to something.
Right.
We all can be addicted to something, and it is a disease that happens in your mind. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a video game. If I find something I like, because of the way my brain operates with addiction, I'm gonna get hooked on it, always.
Correct.
A TV show, a video game, a new soda, a new way to cook, all these things, I get addicted to them because I have an addictive personality, and I've had a solid run with meth, I had a solid run with ecstasy, I've had a good run with cocaine, so much drinking, it's ridiculous, and like it's. I mean, those were all the drugs were in my younger years. Thank God I got through all that crap. But I've had all those things, and it's like those were the choices I was making.
Right.
The addiction was already in my brain. I just made the choice on what am I going to be addicted to.
Right. You have a choice. If you want to pick up a crack pipe and smoke crack, well, you're making that choice to do that. And crack's a very easy drug to get addicted to. I seen a video on Facebook of these old people and they hit crack one time and it was immediate, I want more right now. And that's where it starts, man.
Crack feel bad about that. That's why I never liked it.
Man, and it's just a friend of my dad's recently, sometime last year actually, he lost his life to addiction, and he went through, the AA classes, and he, but sometimes you pick back up in that wrong crowd again, and it doesn't always end good. And unfortunately, he lost his life, and he was a good guy. He was a really good guy, man. And it's sad that it happened, but at the end of the day, you have a choice to pick up that drug, but you also have a choice to go and seek help to get off of whatever it is you're addicted to, alcohol, whatever it may be. You always have a choice. And I'm not saying those choices are easy because it's not easy. I've said it all the time. It is not easy to ask for help, but sometimes it's your only option. It's like I said on my other show.
I have so much trouble accepting help that I had to be tricked.
Man, that's what I'm saying. They had to tell you, we're gonna go get you some more alcohol. Come on. Let's go. You were ready. Then you woke up 20 minutes later at a hospital wanting to take off. But I have never met those people, but I love them for saving your life. Me and Corey been through we've been through it, and I haven't seen him in about 3 years. And it gets difficult at
It's
times
been
because
six,
he,
bro.
how much?
Six.
Golly, 6 years. Has it really?
Yeah.
Golly,
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay, so 6 years makes it even worse, I guess. But whenever I get super drunk, he's the man I call. It's like I'm gonna call him to go hang out, but I can't because, like, I don't know how far, but he's in Oregon, so that's far enough. But
Almost all the way across the country.
he,
That's almost the whole United States right there.
I guess it is, huh?
Yeah,
But
Tennessee to Oregon.
one ring and he picked up. And here's why I'm saying this. I don't have many friends. And the friends that I do have, and I've said this, I know I've said this before, but I am very, very grateful for my friends, especially this guy. He's he'd give a shirt. He'd give a shirt off his back for you, even if he may not be able to, he'll find a way to help you. And everybody needs that
I
person in their
do
life.
wear two shirts sometimes also.
There you go. Rip one off. Always prepared. But I miss you, man. For sure. 100%. And I am
That's true,
happy
brother.
that you are getting the help and taking time for yourself. And it's amazing you can still see your daughter through that process because
Well,
it's going to make that
yeah.
process easier.
It's really neat, like I was saying it, then they don't drink here. I mean, they will drink. Like, there's a birthday coming up, and they're gonna drink, which I'll be fine, but it's a safe environment. There's children here as well, so my kid can come by, and it's not a problem. But it's like, I went to the hospital, and then this is basically I'm considering it my rehab. Like,
Right.
this is my rehab center right here because it's safe. And it is hard to go and do like an actual treatment center and such. Like I'm not doing it because it's that hard. And I wouldn't see my daughter, and I wouldn't be able to smoke cigarettes, and it would be
Right.
absurd. So for some people that works. Everybody's got their niche in life, and that is not mine. I don't see myself being somebody who would gain advantage from treatment like that.
Right.
I'm in a
So
place
you,
now where
after you
I'm
got out of the
functioning.
hospital, that was it. You just went where you're at. Right.
I mean, I am gonna set up with a therapist, but everybody's got their conspiracies about this COVID thing. The only thing I think that they could be doing that would be of any type of significance would be just forcing us into a digital age, which works fine for me because I can sit and have my therapist meeting over a video chat.
Right.
These days it's so easy. That's why everybody should just get a therapist. It's so simple to have one because you don't even have to leave your house. You used to have to go to their office and sit on a weird couch, and
Right.
it was like a fully uncomfortable experience. And then
Zoom's
now,
amazing.
now you can sit in your own living room and have your appointment with your psychologist and get the help you need and be in a comfortable space, where you go to sit in the park and have your appointment or
Right.
whatever you want to do, you can do that these days. And so it's so easy. It's so much easier to get help now than it would be before. It doesn't have that same pressure and that same intensity that it once did,
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, for sure. But
After I got out of the hospital, they had set up all these follow-up appointments for me and such and this and that, and that they wanted me to call them. And Melissa was like, "So are you going to call and set up all those appointments?" I said, "I don't need to do all that. I'm taking care of myself here. Everything's going to be fine with that. But I do need to call a therapist and set up appointments, and I need to get a regular physician. Those are two
yeah.
things that people just need to have." And I've been a very irresponsible adult for my whole adult life. So, it's time to turn on the afterburners and crank it up.
Right, man. That's cool. And having those people to motivate you to do that, it's great. It's great having those.
Support is amazing.
Man, it
People
is.
forget the significance of an attaboy,
Yep. Yep. It's always keep your circle small, less drama. And I know I can count on all the people that I really talk to. I'll have their back and they'll have my back. Sometimes they'll have my back. But I always want to help people, man. And sometimes me helping people stabs me in the back. It's
Well, it's
aggravating.
like I was telling my nephew, though, if you when you decide to be a giving person, the outcome is going to be that you're going to give more than you receive. That's just the way it works, and you have to
Right.
teach yourself that part of your gratification in helping people is the fact that you got to help them. That's part of your payback right there. So that way,
Right.
I mean, obviously, don't do things expecting things in return, but it, like you're saying, it's tough sometimes because you realize that you're doing more for all those around you than they're doing for you. But when you decide to be that type of person, that's the outcome that you're going to receive.
Yep. But I need to get down there, man. I keep telling you that, and it never happens. Man, I'm just trying to work on my
It's
stuff too,
a
man.
beautiful vacation spot, man, and the sun is out right now, and it's so
Yeah, but there's
gorgeous
no
out.
beach.
I'm 3 hours from the beach. Not even
Oh.
that, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, it ain't nothing to get to the beach. We can do it in a day trip.
And then I'm always like, well, maybe it'll be cheaper if I drive. And then I look at the drive and it's like, whoa, I am not about to drive that long.
It would take you, I think, probably about 36, now maybe 48 hours to drive.
Yeah, it's a whole work week. I'm good. I love you, man, but shoot, I don't know if I love you 40 hours.
If you flew, it would take no time at all.
about 8.
Flying is intense. We just went to Vegas a while back, and I hadn't flown since I was probably about 15, and I was very nervous getting on the
Right.
plane, very nervous leading up to it. We get on the plane, I sit down and just trick my brain into being comfortable. Like, okay, here we are. This is it. There's not really much you can do about it at this point. And
That's
everybody
it.
else, like I'm everybody else that's with us, my lady and my two of my best friends, and they're all, like starting to panic. They're holding the seats, like shaking their legs. I'm sitting there making jokes. I guess I get a nervous humor about me whenever I'm in situations.
Yeah,
I remember when I was
I
in the
don't mind
hospital.
an airplane, dude. Like the takeoff, great. The landing, great. The in the air gliding, I'm not a fan of that.
Well, I mean, yeah, there is a ton of steel, more than a ton of steel, flying through the air for 8 hours. It seems like it defies physics just a little bit. But hey, look, they do it every day, so it's really not, it's not a big deal.
Right, until
And
it is a big
you
deal and
can,
the plane
but
starts going down and you don't have an
hey,
option.
not that this is a concern of mine anymore, but they have drinks in the bar when you go in the airport. They have drinks on the plane, and they have drinks in the bar when you get off the plane. So
That's
you
true.
can make sure You can make sure you're not nervous.
Die
That's what we
drunk.
all did.
Free falling. See, man,
Yeah, whatever. It could have been
like
going down. We'd have been like, "Woo!"
I went to Virginia, and I'm not gonna go too in depth in this story because it really it's not gonna sound good if I do. And I'm this is stay positive, you know. But there was like 17 people on this big ass jet, and I had to cancel my flight and get a new flight because I was scared. There's a reason I was scared, but I don't want to say that reason because, again, it's going to make me sound like a bad person. But so,
Yeah,
yeah, I had
you
to
shouldn't
cancel
feel
my
that way.
flight, and 5 hours later, I had to get another flight and pay $100 extra. But I was just scared,
Jeez
man.
Louise. You shouldn't have
Just,
been, though.
yeah,
It's
but
a terrible
the
way to
last
take
person that
yourself.
shouldn't have been scared, well, they were scared. But
Well, right, flying is great, and it wouldn't take you long to get here.
right.
Fuck that driving shit. Oops.
But I wanna thank Mr. Cool. I wanted to say this in the beginning, but I didn't. But I have to let these people know your full name because you're the only friend that I have who has five names, and it's badass. Look, you guys, so
Go
this guy's name, okay, it's Corey, and first of all, it's like Karrey, which I don't have
K
anybody
K
else
O
who
double
spells the
R U
Corey
Y.
like that, and it's
It's
Corey
K
Ray Joshua Johnson Cloud. Like, how badass is that? Corey Ray Joshua Johnson Cloud, get your ass
No,
in this room.
and then we gotta add the King Heathen in there now.
Oh, that's right. So, seven. Not sure where that's gonna fit in. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I want to thank Corey for coming up here, man, and sharing experiences like he did, especially when this all happened. Literally, literally 3 weeks ago. It's hard for
2 weeks
somebody
ago.
to 2 weeks ago. It's hard for
Yeah.
somebody to talk about it, you know. But I had came to him and I asked him, and I wasn't gonna talk about anything that he went through, but the reason I did ask him was because he just recently went through all this, and he's like, "Man, I'm an open book." He goes, "Let him know what happened and how I'm overcoming the addiction that I did have." And that's hard, you know. I after me going through what I went through, I definitely would not want to come where everyone's gonna hear and tell them my problems. But everybody has problems in their life, you guys, and it's about overcoming those problems. And again, going back to that word perseverance, you know, continuing to push to your goals no matter the obstacles, you know, you got to jump over those obstacles. And I've said it before, I was in a time in my life where there was no light at the end of my tunnel, and that's bad. That is bad, and you have to find that light, and you have to look in that
I
mirror.
was lost in the tunnel.
Man, no
I
light. You
took a
see no
wrong
light.
turn. Yeah, I was off in some other tunnel somewhere.
It's rough, man. But he's overcoming it, and I'm so proud of you, dude. I really, really am.
Just a step for a stepper, brother.
Even though you ignored me for 2 weeks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, bro. I'm just kidding.
Ignored my entire phone. I wouldn't even touch it, literally. I just would not touch it. I was only focused on drinking, and the last week before I went to the hospital, I was here at my friend's house, and she was regulating my alcohol and trying to work me down. She got to where she was giving me like a shot and a half each time she gave me alcohol, and I was still sick and just, not making it.
Right.
And that's when she was like, "You know what? I'm gonna have to take him to the hospital." Like, she tried to detox me herself, and she's a very intelligent individual and was doing it exactly the right way. It just, I was too far gone, and when I get to the hospital and I'm 80% dead, and they're basically just like trying to revive my body and keep me alive without me fucking having a heart attack in the middle of the hospital because of I'm dying from alcohol. I don't know if it was alcohol overdose or the detox, and I was just that sick. I don't know what it was, but I hadn't eaten in 2.5 weeks, hadn't smoked a cigarette in 2 weeks. I was killing myself, and not in a suicidal way, just in an addiction way.
Right.
It was, it was, it, you know, I didn't I didn't want to die. I just wanted to keep drinking, and that is it was killing me.
Right.
I almost didn't get through this one, and that's I'm good now. That's enough for me. I'm 35 years old. I'll tell you. Like I said, my brain fog is clearing. I've got my mind back. I'm funny again, and it's remembering stories from when I was younger and being able to tell cool stories and things that I've been through and my responsibility thought process is back and my drive is back, but I'll tell you what, this old body of mine,
Beautiful.
it don't recover. It don't recover quite as quick as the mind has been, man.
Right.
During one of my endeavors up and down the stairs, which I had been up and down them many times, I usually handle myself quite well whenever I'm that intoxicated on account of the fact that I've been being that intoxicated for, when my brother passed, I started drinking and I never left the bottle, I
Right.
believe maybe for a little while I did quit for a year while my lady was pregnant. I got quit before she got pregnant and I quit the entire time and then some month after. And then, I started back again, and it turned into a fifth of 99 every day.
Right.
And then my excuse would be that, oh, I dragged this fifth out through the entire day. I'm never wasted. But it doesn't matter if you're so addicted to alcohol that you just have to have it there just to be able to drink some occasionally. That's too much,
That's too much, right? Absolutely.
I've got a cousin that he drinks every single night. But he goes to work. He works 10 hours a day. He's a car salesman, works 10 hours a day. When he gets home within an hour and a half, he's too wasted to even play video games. I have to catch him right when he gets home, and I have to play for that. We get so many matches in that hour and a half, and then he's too drunk to play. He's got to go to bed.
That's
And
crazy, man.
he tries to tell me he's not an alcoholic because he only drinks at nighttime, and he goes and works all day, and he goes that whole time. He doesn't need a drink when he wakes up in the morning. And I try to explain to him, when you're drinking is a fifth of alcohol every single day, it doesn't matter what time you do it. So you've trained your body on when it gets it. That's all you've done.
Yep.
Your body just knows when it receives its medicine. So that's still an alcoholic. That is still a drinking problem. You're still
Right.
killing yourself. It's just a little bit
Right.
slower.
And you're, I
And it's
mean.
sad too because a couple years ago, his mother, my aunt, she passed away from she drank too much alcohol. Her liver stopped working on her, and she was on the list to get a donor liver, but they wouldn't bump her up the list until she stopped drinking. Well, her mindset was, this one's still working, I'm gonna finish with it, and then I'll get the new one. Well, that's because when you're an alcoholic, you make excuses to drink,
Yes.
and that's one of the first signs that the second you make an excuse to get drunk, that you probably have a little bit of a problem.
Yep.
And so she did use that one all the way up, but then her body stopped working, and she ended up passing away. And it's like he's doing the same thing, and it's sad because he doesn't see that. And I've talked to him and tried, because of like I said, I get sober every once in a while, and I'll be sober for a month, maybe two, and then I'll end up going to some house, and there's some, like there's house, certain houses where someone's always got a drink, and every time we go to that house, we have some drinks. And so, like, I'm staying where I'm at because I know that there's certain places, if I go there, I'm going to be triggered.
Yes,
Well, I'm gonna
yes.
walk in that house, and my brain is gonna switch into that party mode because it's a place that I go and I have drinks and get cut loose and have a good time.
Yep.
And so, I've even got a friend that's mad at me that thinks that I am avoiding them and that I don't want to talk to them. And I'm like trying to explain to them, like, no, I'm not talking to anybody. I mean, I'm talking, I'm texting, and I'll call people. I'm talking to you right now, but I'm not going to anybody's house. I'm not doing any of that. I'm staying in the place that I know that I'm safe and comfortable.
Right.
Because I know if I come over to your house, I'm gonna walk in, and you're gonna have alcohol, and I'm gonna want to drink because that's what I do every single time I come here. So it's habit almost, dude. So
Right.
it'll trigger me, and so I'm staying in the place that I'm not triggered, and I've gotten that's even upset with me. I tried to explain. I'm like, look, I'm doing this for me, and if you're this close friend that you say that you are, and that I mean so much to you, then you need to understand that.
Facts, man.
You want to support me, then support what I'm doing here because this has to happen.
Right, come over and
And
hang out with me. You know what I'm saying?
right. And even then, like with my anxiety and all that, like I had one friend come by. She's a really cool, calm person, and she came over because I thought, that yeah, you can come over and hang out. Like I'll be chill. And after about 30 minutes of her being here, I walked over to my meds and I picked them up and I looked at them and I had to set them down, because I don't like taking them. And just like had to deal with the email, and she eventually left. And I told what is now my roommate, like, woof, like I got hit there with the anxiety, like she was almost too much, and she typically would not be,
Right.
That was just one person. So people are welcome to come see me, but let's take it one step at a
Right.
time.
Right. Man, I'm so proud of you, man, and you and those people who are in your life down there to be that motivation and be that encouragement for you. And I know, you have your mindset of your own that you're going to do what you need to do, but they helped you get to this set point right here. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
absolutely.
And it's
I
great.
couldn't. I like I said, I'd be dead if it were not for the exact person that took care
Right.
of me.
Right.
If I had been at many other people's houses, the house I was at that she picked me up from, that person would have let me drink myself to death,
Right.
and many other people. It's like
Yeah.
it's odd that I even called her. I called her to get me some alcohol, and she, we haven't talked in a while, and she happened to have printed out some resumes for me a couple of days before that. I barely remember that. but because of that, I felt I could contact her for help, and I needed to get a ride to the alcohol store. And so I called her, and she did get the alcohol. But then when she saw me, she was like, "No, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
This
not going to
is
leave you here."
it. Right.
She just saw in the terrible condition I was in. And then, she brought me to her house, and like I said, she tried to detox me herself, and it didn't work out. And she took me to the hospital, but if I had not contacted her, which, life's got a funny, funny way of working itself out. It's really odd some of the things that happen sometimes. But had I not contacted her, I could be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Any of
Oh,
the other
yeah.
locations, I could have been at, aside from my home, I would have drank myself to death. And I called the right person
Yes.
that
Yes, you
gave a
did,
shit,
man.
that wanted me to not die. At one point, I was laying in her living room. She came walking in, and this is while she was detoxing me. And she told me, she said, "Don't die on my living room floor. My landlord won't like that." She's a funny person, but it was like she was making a joke. But it was, she said that I laughed, like the only time I'd laughed that she'd seen in the whole week is when she said that, and I just laughed at her. But
Man.
now that I'm sober, she's told me, she's like, "I was kind of serious. Like, don't die on my living room floor."
Right, hell yeah. But look, you guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And again, I want to thank Corey Ray, Joshua Johnson Cloud for tuning in and sharing
Sure.
his addiction or his past addiction and how he's been overcoming it. But
It doesn't go away. You just have to not allow it to control you.
right. But look, you guys, be nice to one another. And if you know somebody who's suffering from an addiction, man, be that
Help
person
them get help.
to help them, right? Just help that person. But I know I haven't posted any episodes at all last week. They banned my Facebook page, so I'm kind of trying to get that up and going. But hey, you guys, I want to thank everyone tuning in again. And catch me next week for some more episodes. Again, thank you, Corey, so much for coming on. And always, you guys remember to stay positive.
Love and light, my dude.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.